Now, we should note Apple, which scored low in the Greenpeace cloud study, disputes many of the findings about its reliance on coal and nuclear power. Apple plans to build America's largest privately owned solar facility to power its new cloud computing center in North Carolina. It will be built on-site on land around the massive building. But solar power has been hit hard by the economic downturn and supply of cheap natural gas. And recently, three of the biggest solar manufacturers have announced layoffs and cut back production. Still, things are bright and looking up for one sector of the solar industry, corporate rooftop solar. Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet reports.
The largest rooftop solar system in North America takes up 25 acres on a warehouse in New Jersey, about 23 football fields. The size is just really hard to take in.
Yeah, you would have to be in a helicopter.
That's Keith Peltzman, president of Independence Solar. He was an advisor on the project, which provides electricity for a giant chilling warehouse on the Delaware River.
A good deal of the produce that is shipped through the eastern portion of the United States comes in through this facility. There are only probably a handful of buildings in the whole country that could do a solar installation this large.
The panels on the roof are sending their 9 megawatts into the building. But if they weren't, they'd power about 1,500 homes. For a while, for the handful of people who own buildings this large, the phones were ringing.
They were being approached by all these Wall Street hedge funds and private equity investors that said, hey, let us lease your rooftop from you. We want to put a solar energy system that we pay for on there. And after the third or fourth meeting, the management of the Gloucester Marine Terminal said, hey, why is everyone so interested in our roof for this solar energy? And if it's such a great idea, maybe we should consider doing this on our own without these hedge funds.
For the past couple of years, large building owners have been offered $50,000 to $75,000 a year to lease their roofs. Here's why. The last Bush administration began a generous credit. 30% of everything a business spends on solar is subtracted from its taxes. But for this to be attractive, the company must owe taxes. During the recession, businesses weren't making any money and weren't installing solar. To spur the industry, the Obama administration switched the tax credit into cash. The rooftop gold rush was on.
And what happened is that there are all these new investors that came out of the woodwork.
Solar developer Christina Skellinger is with the firm Girding Edlund. She used the government cash incentive for a rooftop project on the Jersey Garden Mall. The mall was the biggest solar project in the country for about 8 weeks in February and March of this year. Why all these records set in New Jersey? The state also has strong paybacks for solar systems.
You're not capped out on a certain system size. You can make it as large as you want. And for Jersey Gardens, we installed as much as we possibly could on the roof, so we maxed out the roof space.
But now the government is no longer offering cash for solar. It's gone back to giving tax credits. So Christina Skellinger says we may not see as many huge commercial systems.
It's significantly harder.
Investors, too, aren't spending as freely on solar projects right now. But the solar energy trend is likely to continue, even if it's not as hot. About half the states have clean energy policies that encourage it, and the price of panels is at an all-time low. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet.